Well, we commemorate this day each year, and we've actually kind of been building up to this. We've read the Passion now twice, about once last week, and now we've read it again this week. And this day really is about the cross, about Jesus suffering, about his death. And we usually, I think, oftentimes think of this as something that Jesus does, which it is. Jesus, certainly in John's gospel, Jesus willingly does this. We talk about how Jesus submitted to this, how it is part of his work, it is part of his perfection, if you will, the perfection in the sense of completion of his mission, completion of what he did. But we want to remember that really the cross is something we did to him. Jesus did not go to Pilate and say, you know, could you hang me up there? You know, he did not say that. In fact, he, knowing what the suffering would be like, he'd asked if, you know, is there any way we could not do this? But as he says, not my will, but thy will be done, Father. And his will, Father's will for him was that he would be submitted to what we submitted him to. And it's a good reminder that it is our sins that put him there. And we say that not to feel guilty about, you know, not to feel like we're worthless or anything like that. That's because the message of the cross is exactly the opposite. The message of the cross isn't that we are worthless for having Jesus, for putting him up there. The message of the cross is that this is how much he loves us, that despite what we do to him, what we have done to him, he loves us and goes through this for us, for the ones. He said to the, in one of the other gospels, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they're doing. And even though we do now know what they were doing, it reminds us that the cross is something as a result of our sin, our evil, our tendency to, when we see something beautiful and something good, to want to bring it down to size, if you will. And so indeed, it's just a reminder today that this is something that Jesus went through, allowed himself to be submitted to, but it is us who did that. And we want to feel not ashamed. Ashamed says, you know, we're no good. That's not why he went there. He didn't go there because we're no good. He went there because he knew what we could do with his help. He knew the good people and the good things that we could do, the good life that we could live, what we can bring into the world, how we can be the light of the world to people in darkness. And so he went through this for us, out of love for us. So if we ever doubt God's forgiveness, we just need to look at this cross that says, I love you. This is Jesus saying, I love you this much. There's that old something about where, you know, Jesus asked Jesus, how much do you love him? He said, I love you this much, you know. And he stretched out his arms and died. He does. He loves us that much. He loves us enough to submit himself to our nature, if you will. But he does it so that we can feel that love, so that we can experience his life, because, of course, we know this doesn't end here. This is the beginning, this, if you will. This is his hour of glory. So we are kind of in the middle of his hour of glory here. And we remember that this is something that he went through for us out of love. That's how much he loves us. So that he can remove our sins, remove the death that comes from them, so that we may live with him in eternity.